And so then third one, which is the self-cognizer, you know, in the continuum of the ordinary beings that experience the mental direct perceiver apprehending the five objects, form and so forth. So because that, you know, because that direct mental in a perceiver, the direct mental perceiver, which cognizes the objects, you know, is for a very short time. Therefore, therefore that self-cognizers, the self-cognizer which experienced the mental direct perceiver, right, which experienced the mental direct perceiver apprehending the form, has to be also very short time. So if one, you know, has that self-cognizer which perceives, you know, which experiences the mental direct perceiver apprehending the object for a very short time, then it's again is you know, it follows the same, you know, in the same similar way as earlier. So therefore, anyway, into the continuum of the ordinary being, the self-cognizer in the continuum of ordinary being, you know, that experiences the mental direct perceiver apprehending the form and so forth, you know, is an inattentive perception.
Mm-hmm.
So in this school, you know, which accepts the self-cognizer, it says also that it doesn't last. It lasts as long as, you know, its object lasts. So this object is the mental direct perceiver apprehending the form, right? So because the mental direct perceiver apprehending the form doesn't last for a very long time, you know, if that lasts for a long time, then the self-cognizer experiencing that mental direct perceiver apprehending the form will also last for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because its object doesn't last for a long time, therefore the subject perceiving that object, you know, the self-cognizer, you know, experiencing or perceiving the mental direct perceiver, you know, apprehending the form doesn't last for a long time.
So that is
also the reason why it says that if it's ordinary being who realizes, whose mind realizes the impermanence, you know, it has to be the conceptual mind that realizes the impermanence.
Pabe jula rawane matabato mungasam da matabato metobanika jagriyarete.
So within the continuum of the Arya or the superior beings, there is both conceptual and non-conceptual. Conceptual or non-conceptual mind that cognizes the impermanence.
Oh yeah, that is it. That is it. Oh, that is it. That's why my mind is being disturbed. That is why.
Again, it says generally there are three divisions of the object possessors, being, speech, and consciousness. Right. And so the beings, you know, the person or the beings are also object possessor, because he says, you know, I know how to eat, or I know how to sell, I know how to do, and so forth. So, you know, so that the person, and it's not the person itself who knows it, but you know, but it's leveled as person knowing it, right? When I say I know it, and it's not the, you know, we don't say my mind knows it, you know, it says I know it. So the person, you know, so from that point, you know, the person, the being, you know, is categorized as the object possessor, and the speech, you know, is also object possessor in this sense, because it expresses, you know, it can express many different things. It can express the form, the, you know, the sound, smell, and so forth. So because, you know, because of its, you know, its ability to express the sound and the speech expressing the things, therefore it is called object possessor. And consciousness, of course, and it knows of the object, so therefore it's object possessor. And then again, so this object possessor is caused also, you know, you also, you know, join with the valid, you know, so it's object possessing valid objects. So it says valid objects can be divided into three: the valid person, valid speech, and valid consciousness. So the example of the valid person, you know, is the Buddha Shakyamuni. And then the example of the second, which is the valid speech, you know, is the Dharma, the Dharma will of the four truths, the four noble truths, the teachings of the four noble truths. So it is valid, you know, it is incontrovertible, you know, and it's you know, it is it is, you know, as it is, you know, within its meaning.
And then
the valid consciousness, you know, is the usual ones, which is the direct perceiver and inferential cognizer. So the person, the valid person, like Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, why Buddha Shakyamuni is called valid person is because whatever he teaches, you know, is, you know, will, you know, is a truth and will not be deceived, you know, if we practice that. So also there is, it says that the valid person is someone who teaches what is to be abandoned, what is to be cultivated, you know, without any mistakes. And so Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, teaches that. So therefore Buddha Shakyamuni is a valid person.
Oh yeah, that's the reason.
That's it. Okay, so we're going to stop here for today, and next time we'll start from the sixth point, which is the mode of asserting selflessness.
Any questions?
모티스 뒤졌다. 하던 데 가서 네. 저와대에 가서 가서 람마사 주기에 뒤졌다. 모티스 뒤졌다. 예. Okay, the first question, does yogic direct valid cognition